Silver and Black Show.
There's no moral victory here. We're 0-5. We know exactly where we are. We know the last time that we played a good football game was against New England, and we didn't respond very well the next week when we came out against Miami. So our guys are well aware of that right now, and I made that perfectly clear to them. But from our end, we have to correct it. My goal in this thing here is to win football games and to see that locker room smile at the end of this instead of knowing that we played hard and didn't win a game. But we played hard, and that's a good start.
They played extremely hard. No, they did not win the game, but it was a very good start for Tony Sperano as the head coach of the Oakland Raiders. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined, as always, by the two-time winning Super Bowl quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. 31-28, Jim. They lost to the San Diego Chargers offensively, putting up 28 points on a team that averages yielding 12.6 a game. They were very impressive on Sunday.
Yeah, they certainly were. And one of the, I think, keys to the offense for the Raiders was being able to run the football effectively, and that helped Derek Carr out quite a bit. He had a big game himself, but the way they moved the ball up and down the field, the way they bounced back after going ahead, tying it up, falling behind, catching up again, I think that's a mark of a team that's really coming together.
We have seen this team be close on two different occasions. Right. The season opener in New York, came back for the home opener, did not play well against Houston. Week three, very competitive, right in the game in the end, in New England, come back in London, lay an egg. So it's important they continue what they started last week, Sunday, against the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, and sometimes that's very difficult to do with a team that, you know, is not quite sure of itself. You know, they get emotionally high up for a game, and then they have a letdown to follow. Week, and the coach and the players have to find a way to maintain that level of excitement and preparedness for this upcoming game. They played well. They've got to find a way to do that each and every week, and it's not easy, believe me, to get up for each and every game, but they've got to find a way.
Well, one thing, Jim, they were sky high for the debut of Tony Sperano as the head coach of the Raiders, and that'll be our first headline this week on our Raider headline, sparked by Sperano. What an environment before the game. You had touchdown Timmy Brown on the sideline lighting Al Davis's torch. You had the great golfer, your guy from Stanford, Tiger Woods, there. And then right away, Jim, 52 seconds into the game, the Raiders go deep 77 yards to Andre Holmes.
Now, what does that remind you of? A lot of the old Raiders of the past, but putting the ball up in the air, being aggressive, attacking him down the field. The Chargers did blitz a lot. The offensive line did a great job in protecting Derek Carr, giving him ample time to throw passes like this down the field. And that made all the difference in the world offensively for the Raiders.
And you mentioned the running game, 114 yards on the ground, 5.7 yards a pop. Darren McFadden with an 80-yard effort, also a good contribution from Maurice Jones-Drew. The running game certainly supplemented what Derek Carr did in the passing game, Jim, and that'll be our second headline this week on the Silver and Black Show as number four throws for four. Derek Carr establishes a Raider rookie record with four touchdown passes in a single game, and now through 5 weeks of his first ever season in the NFL, Jim, he has thrown eight touchdown passes. That is the most in NFL history, even more than Andrew Luck, even more than you. Mm-hmm. Eight touchdowns his first five games in the NFL.
He's doing a tremendous job, and I think you can see his growth. He's a very forward-looking guy. He's very excited about being out there on the field playing in the NFL. And, you know, here's a guy who got beat up in London by the Miami Dolphins, bad ankle, bad knee, and he said he'd be back for this game, and he was. And, you know, he just did a tremendous job, and you can just see his growth, you know. He might have some setbacks, but you can see him getting better and better each and every week.
Raiders very nearly took down the team with the best overall record of the AFC, the 5-1 San Diego Chargers now. And now this week, the challenge will be the team with the best record, rather surprisingly, in the NFC West. That is the 4-1 Arizona Cardinals, and they are triggered by former Raider quarterback Carson Palmer, Jim, who has had some severe nerve injuries in his shoulder, but he came back last week to lead them to victory. They've had a lot of injuries on defense, but this is a solid football team.
They're 4-1. Their only loss was to the Broncos, a very good football team, as everybody knows, but they're playing very well. Their numbers aren't great either on offense or defense, but they find a way to win each and every week. So they're a solid football team coached by Bruce Arians, and he's doing a very good job of putting the people in the right place, in the right positions. They've had a lot of injuries, as you mentioned, lost a lot of starters, but they've filled in adequately, and they're doing a great job.
And it should be a good showdown between the former Raider quarterback Carson Palmer and the rookie Raider quarterback Derek Carr. This week on the Silver and Black Show, rookie quarterback Derek Carr will drop by to relive his four touchdown performance last week against San Diego. We'll talk with head coach Tony Sperano, and Jim Plunkett and I break down Carson Palmer's return to the O.co Coliseum. All this and more on week 7 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.
The Ray Morgan Company has offered best-in-class document technology solutions for over 58 years, supported by the most tenured customer service organization. Our special teams, positioned in 19 locations across California and Nevada, all share a commitment to customer satisfaction in helping clients develop winning strategies that simplify the document management process. Don't be on the sidelines with legacy systems. The Ray Morgan Company is your MVP for document technology solutions. Call us today for a free document technology assessment.